This is a Pinball News production.
Well, good afternoon to all of you. And thanks for having me and us again at Expo. In the program it says there will be two presenters, Jaap Nauta, he's here, and Barry Driessen. Well, Barry isn't here, and I don't know if everybody knows, but his mother-in-law is really sick. It's very sad. He really wishes to be here, but family first, and I fully agree with that. So that's why you have to do it with me. But I'm not alone. I'm together with Koen, who's sitting there, and Jean-Paul Lewin, and Koen Heltzel, and they'll help me out. Yes, please give them a hand. They'll help me out if the questions become too difficult, and that happens very quickly. And also we'll do a Q&A after I went through all the subjects I would like to share with you guys. So they'll be on stage as well, okay? Alrighty, let's go back 1 year. It was a hell of a year for Dutch Pinball. And maybe you forgot the presentation of last year. We made a very short clip of it just to make sure you remember what happened 12 months ago.
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
I'm Phil. In a fucking box, goddamn coffin, laughing our asses off. Fucking buying a machine. Fucking bitch half-ass. How the fuck are you gonna unroll a rug? Stop fucking emailing me. For God, it sucks. I don't wanna bore the shit out of everybody else. Let's not bore the fuck out of these people. Instead of tits, fuck off. I'll give you your damn money back. Bullshit. And it's a pain in the ass. The wife's giving a shit, not, oh my god, do it a hell of a lot easier. And let's crap. So crap. And then, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, that was last year. So. I knew you would like that. Now, of course, last year was really funny. Phil was acting like Walter. And there was a whole thread on Pinside, whether it was rude or it was not rude. And I think that's great, because if people talk about it, then people, at least, they remember the talk. Bad news for you guys, I'm Dutch. My English is not as good as Phil's, so I won't swear that much. I'll try to do a little bit now and then. So what are the subjects of today? I would like to give you a quick update about the past 12 months, because it's been quite a year for us. Then I would like to give you a status update about the project, where do we stand now. Then how to go from prototype to a production model, which is quite a struggle. And a very important question, can I buy a Big Lebowski pinball machine? I'll have the answer to that too. Then we have OLS, and we'll end with a Q&A with Koen and Jean-Paul. So without further ado, let's go to the past 12 months. Well, last year Expo was great. You were so enthusiastic about Lebowski pinball. We got so good feedback from a lot of you, because we also use a lot of your ideas. If you remember well, 1 year before that, we sent out emails. We had the introduction of It's Coming Dude. Nobody knew it was us. But we asked for ideas. And those ideas, they come back in the machine. And that's what we did also last year. We got a lot of good vibes, etc., etc. And then the shit hit the fan. Phil, Barry and me, we got into a discussion, and Phil decided he wanted to leave Dutch Pinball. Well, okay, if you don't want to stay anymore, then you don't want to stay anymore. He and I already had a lot of fights, which is, I think, normal, because you can't agree about everything all the time. But at the DPO, the Dutch Pinball Open, in November 1st, Phil decided he doesn't want to work with us anymore, and he just left. He didn't talk to me anymore. Too bad. And we think, and we don't know, because Phil and we never spoke again. It's really strange, but everything, all contacts, is gone. And this is a man who we were friends with for 7 or 8 years. We did a lot of projects together, and we were very surprised. Buddy and me think it is because shares. Dutch Pinball BV has got two shareholders. One is Barry Driessen, the other one is me. We also had a Dutch Pinball USA Incorporated. But to have an American company, you need an American. This American is liable for everything personally. And it was the idea of Phil to come up with Dutch Pinball USA. And we said, yeah, we think it's a great idea. Let's split the shares. So one third for Phil, one third for Barry, one third for Jaap. In the summer, Phil said, yeah, but I also want shares of Dutch Pinball BV. And we said, nope, sorry, not going to happen. And I think that's the reason. But we don't know. It's just my guess is as good as yours. But that happened. And we had a terrible December 13 last year, because that was the day that Phil started to throw back money to people who bought our machine. So there were refunds made without us knowing. And it was very strange timing, but maybe he knew everything. Because Buddy was in New York, and I was burying my mother on that day. That was a difficult day. But okay, the refunds came, and what happens then? You get a lot of emails. You got a lot of people who are, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on? And I think I would be nervous as well if something like that happens. What's going on within this company? What's going on with these guys? We reply to every email. Everyone. If you didn't get an email back from us, then it's either in our spam filter or send it to me again. I'll answer it right away, because that's one of the policies we have. Every email we answer within 24 hours. But also on the forums, the fora, maybe that's better in English, but the pin sites, our head was chopped off 20 times, 25 times, 30 times. And we understand that. Podcast. And then we said we have to do something. And we have an obligation to our customers, to our VIPs. And we said, we will send newsletters to all our VIPs every time and again and again and again to update them, to tell them, this is going on, this is going on. Some of the VIPs said, I lost my trust in Dutch Pinball. And that's okay. We understand that. Some of you said, we don't care what's going on because I want this Lebowski machine. We said, okay, great, you can reorder and keep your place in line. And then we had the question, how do we move on? Because Phil said, you need an American to replace me because I am liable personally. 16 days later, December 29, we had two people who were ready to take Phil's place. It was Don Craper and Jeff Marchetti. We announced this also, we put it on the team. Phil never replied to it. So officially, Phil is still with Dutch Pinball USA Inc. But we never hear from him again. So we said, Dutch Pinball takes over. Barry, me, we go the way we have to go. And that's what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. I can tell you that. Whatever you pay attention to grows. If you have a soft foot, and every day and every hour and every minute you tell yourself your foot hurts, at 6 o'clock your foot is bigger than in the morning. So we said we want to pay attention to something good. We said, Phil, we can't help it anymore. Cut it, and we move on, because we have to make a pinball machine. We have to go from a prototype to a production model. We have to be to our customers. So the first thing that's most important, the biggest risk, because Phil was the contact with Universal, our license. And even today, people are doubting, does Dutch Pinball have the license? Well, yeah. And that's why we asked Roger Sharp, to help us out. Roger, do you want to be our contact with Universal and give us advice? Because for a Dutch guy, it is difficult to communicate in English. And when it's an American, it's different than with a guy from the UK. And then you talk about pinball, that's another difficulty. And you talk about license, that's even more difficult. So there are three steps that I can't do. And this is really true. This story is really true. When we had the back glass, the Translite, the first one we put in the system, we put it in the system to Universal, and they said, well, this is our Translite, you'd like it. Could you please say yes? It's good. And we got a reply. I prefer you change this and this and this. Well, we're Dutch. You prefer? Okay, so we left it. And that is the difference between America and Holland. If you prefer something, that means, yeah, well, you don't, yeah, you prefer it. But in America, it means you must change it. And if you don't, well, and we didn't know that. And that's really true. And by the way, we're Dutch. Dutch and rules, they don't go well together. Does anybody care about the rules? Well, the Dutch don't, really. We don't care. If there is now a policy in Holland that you cannot smoke in a bar anymore. You know what happens? You know what happens, Larry? The bartender just put the cigarettes on the bar and says, I don't care, it's my bar. Yeah, that's Dutch. You can smoke weed. We don't care. Even, you can go to the, what do you call that nicely, prostitution is legal. In Holland, we don't care. So, for us, it's impossible to do business with a huge company licensing an American product in America. So the first thing we did, Roger. Roger, thank you so much. Saw you there. And I think that was a very wise thing to do. Then we said, we have so many pre-orders, and actually we have too many. We don't need all this money. We have plenty of money to make our prototype. We have plenty of money to introduce our machine. So we stopped taking pre-orders. So if anybody here thinks Dutch Pinball is in financial trouble, why did we stop taking pre-orders then? Okay? I'm just, I read Pinsight. You never see us react on Pinsight, but we do read. So we sometimes read what are the worries. Then we can send a newsletter to our customers, or we put something on Facebook, or I reply to you now. And this was one of the rumors as well. So I tried just to inform you about the past 12 months. And our plan was to ship the first TBL. And I'm very sorry we didn't make that. And I was very upset that we didn't make it. I'm sorry to my customers, our customers, we didn't make it. But we are this close. We really are. And that's what everybody says, of course. I'll show you. So that's, in fact, what happened the past 12 months. As a company, you always make a mission. And one of the things that we do, we take care of details. If you look at our pin, if you look at our Lebowski machine, you see that there's love, there's eye for details, and especially our graphic designers, Jean-Paul Barry, but also Koen, with all the rules and the rule sheets, they take care of the details, because there's the difference. And what we want to do is take step by step. Like the pre-ordering, we stop the pre-ordering. Why? Because otherwise the project becomes too big. And I want to keep it in control. So we do take things step by step. So the things we say, we want to bring joy and social contact to people via high-quality pinball machines. I got two kids. One is 20, one is 70. And this is their biggest friend, their mobile phone. If they want to communicate with the world, they do everything via WhatsApp or text messaging, etc. 2 days ago, I said to the kids, throw away the phone, let's play pinball. And we were 1 hour and a half just having fun in the garage, shouting at the pinball machine. And it's a stupid machine, yeah, because you always lose. The ball drains. Pinball is 5% fun and 95% frustration. And we all love frustration. And I told my kids, did you have fun? Yeah. Well, throw away that stupid phone. No. Okay. But I'm sure you have exactly the same. When you go to a tournament, you talk to people. You talk to other lovers of the hobby. We all love the game. We love pinball. And that's also one of our things. We want to promote pinball in general. It's a good hobby. And we want to do things right. And if we suck, we'll tell you, shit, we made a mistake. Because that's also typically Dutch. We are not known for our subtlety. Right? Alrighty. Something else we did. We finished the game of the Bride of Pinbot. We have a Bride of Pinbot in the vendors hall. I'll tell you later where. And we also have changes in the software, changes in the hardware. And the hardware change, it's now on PinSight. Because we get a lot of emails. Like I said in the beginning, we try to listen to the wishes of a customer. If you tell us, I want a pinball machine with three legs, and I get this request from 50 customers, then we start thinking, wow, if this is what they want, let's make a pinball machine with three legs. Stupid example. But we got dozens of emails. I don't like the apron because I cannot put my rule sheet there. Okay. We got zero emails. Oh, we love the apron with the stars. So we said, okay, if you go from a prototype to production, the prototype can change, right? That's why they call it a prototype. To a production model, and we introduced the standard, or standard-ish, apron. You know what happened? We got tons of emails. I prefer the one with the stars. Hey. Maak me gek. That's Dutch for make me crazy. But that's what happens. So we will come up with a solution. We don't know yet if we will put a star with the rule sheet, but we'll come back to you. So that's the good thing. If you send us an email and you have 30 or 40 people with the same, then we think, okay, if it's just you, sorry, then it's probably just a wish from one of you. And we cannot make everybody happy. We try, but that's not going to happen. Okie dokie. From the prototype to the production model, the hardware changes. Let's start with the hardware. On the outside, you see no changes. This picture could be a prototype, could be the production model, because the first production models are shipped. They are shipped to our office in Reuver. There are now two machines in Reuver because we wanted to send it to us first, because we work with the factory. The factory is a partner. And the factory said, hey, guys, the machine is ready. Shall we send it to customer number one? And we said, no. Send it to us. That's also a test. It was shipped, and there were some thingies, some other thingies. But we're close. So you see now some pictures of changes between the prototype and the production machine as we received 2 weeks ago in our office. So this is a prototype, and this is the production machine. That looks different. It's a bit small for the people in the back, so here's a more detail from before and after. It's exactly the same spot on the play field, by the way. You see here the, as a proof, I don't know the English word for that. Window, yeah. Okay, what else? This is the back box. There are some cords. Cords, zeg je dat? Snoeren? Sorry? Cables, thank you. Cables. And this is the new one. I prefer the new one. Then we have the back box. Prototype. And this is the new one. And we have the screen. And the new one. Just to go back to this one. I said before in one of the slides, we look at details. Everything, we want to be look nice. It has to be good. Also parts you don't see. Because who will see this? Yeah, not anyone who is playing the machine, but if you are a collector and you have it in your home, you'll see this. And we expect you like this. That's why we do it. Sorry, yeah. So, no question. Oh, yeah, if you have questions, there's a Q&A session, of course. Huh? Okay, software. There are some software changes. And one of the things is the license, because it's not only that you have the hardware license, also the software needs to be licensed. And if we have an update, we first send it to Roger, and we say, hey, Roger, is this okay to send? Yes, he says, or no. And then we change it, because we listen to Roger. One of the things is the music. Oh, by the way, this sticker, work in progress, final approval is pending. This is something, and I'll probably make mistakes when I try to talk about licensing, but you have, first you have an idea, you put it in, and you get a reply, this is good, proceed. Well, we Dutch think, okay, it's good. No, no. It's only the first stage. So you have first the creative stage, and then the pre-production stage, and then the past pre-production stage, and then... So it keeps on approving. And once we have the final approval, then we can remove the sticker. So everything you see is approved by Universal. Everything on the machine you see is approved by... Everything in my presentation is approved by Universal. One of the things we had was the music. We announced last year we had 20 songs, original, everything. We arranged it with Buma Stemra. Buma Stemra is the Dutch organization who does that. A few months later, they said, you have the right for the music, but not the original artist. Okay, that's not good news. Well, happens. Okay, that's also typically Dutch. Okay, so we try to find out how to get also the master licensing. And while we were doing that, we heard, if we want to use the music of the movie, you have to do it uncut. So you have to show the whole video, and then you can hear the music. And in pinball, that's impossible. You want to do the music, but you want to see the scores, you want to have the highlights, you want to get multi-balls or jackpots or extra ball or whatever. That was not allowed. And then we said, yeah, but then we don't go after the master. So a lot of you are maybe disappointed, but this is what happens. Can't help it. So we had to leave that path. It's too bad, but it's like it is. The good thing is we have Jules Rijver in our team, who is really, really good with music, and he composes music. He composed everything for The Bride of Pinball. If you know that one, you know what he can do. And also all the sound effects he'll do for The Big Lebowski. And at the in the machines that are out in the vendor's room, we'll have the new music and also the new sound effects, etc. But still, prototype. How deep will the rule sheet? That deep. We shared this in a newsletter. It's also on Pinside. You can check it. There's the normal gameplay with several jobs you have to do. Kijk, stages. Hoe zeg je dat, Koen? Stages of the game? Yeah, okay. Koen says that's okay. Stages of the game you have to do. If you have really questions about it, then you should talk to Koen, because he's the guy who invents this together with Buddy. And I don't want to go into all the details of it. Probably you already saw that on Pinside as well. The goal is to reach the dude abides. And that's rather difficult. But as an example of how deep will be the rule sheet, well, you know, we made The Bride of Pinball 2.0. And the metamorphosis phase to reach that, I think I will never reach that because I'm not a really good player. I do my best. I beat my kids. So at home, I'm the king. But you have first, you have to reach multi-ball one. To reach multi-ball one, you first have to shoot the shuttle ramp, then three times the heartbeat ramp, then lock one ball in the shuttle ramp, another one shuttle ramp, another one shuttle ramp. Then you have multi-ball one. If you reach that, during multi-ball, you have to get a jackpot. Officially, after you have five jackpots, but mine is on easy, and if you hit one jackpot, then you're good. If your ball drains without getting a jackpot, you have to start all over again. Once you reach that, you can go for multi-ball number two. To reach multi-ball number two, you have to shoot the shuttle ramp. The shuttle ramp to launch the space shuttle again. Then you have to shoot combos, huh? Yeah, I'm just checking. You have to shoot combos. So you have to shoot heartbeat shuttle ramp. That's one ball. Then you have to shoot heartbeat shuttle. Two ball. Heartbeat shuttle ramp, three balls. Then you have multi-ball two. We all know combo shooting is not that easy. When you have multi-ball two, during multi-ball two, you have to shoot five jackpots. Three jackpots. Only three. I saw. Very subtle, friend. And when you reach that, then you can go for multimorphosis. And there's a short video of that, how that goes. This has to be done quickly, because otherwise you go down.
I feel strange.
Shoot shuttle ramp.
Well, you get the idea, right? So this is the deepness of the rules. I think this way of playing a game is the way we would like to also make the Big Lebowski. So it is reachable for a good player. We all know Lord of the Rings. That has it's such a deep rule sheet. Well, I don't know how many people will make it. But we want to make something that at least you can reach once a year. It'll be a highlight of the year, of course. Okie dokie. So far, so good. We have some more software changes. The first video I show you is how the game starts. There are three skill shots. And in the video you see three choices you will have. They are not in the prototype yet. If you play, just play with the flipper. If you put up the right flipper and you play start, the ball comes up the mini play field. If you press the left one, you got the different skill shot. But for the rest, it's pretty good.
Damn. Finishing my coffee.
So if anybody now still has a question mark, if John Goodman's quotes are in the game, the answer is yes. Okay? So we also have several rug modes in the game. There are six rug modes, and they all are a scene from the movie. I'm wearing the first one, not the rug. It's on top. You have to shoot four times the rug before the rug mode starts. And it looks like this.
Son, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass!
Yeah.
Rug mode ready.
You owe me a Jackie Treehorn.
Ever thus the dead beats, Lebowski.
No, don't do that. Not on the rug, man.
See?
To you.
Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
$1 million from fucking needy little Walter. Urban achievers. You are scum, man.
Okay, there are six of these modes, but at least you get an idea how we implemented the video with the game. You have a question? Sorry? This is approved. Yes. Oh, thank you. I'll pass it on to Jules. I'm glad you like it. And this is still prototype, so it can only get better. There are also character modes. The character modes, well, you can play it, but I'm sure... Like this, you'll see it.
I don't fucking care. It don't matter to Jesus. New shit has come to light.
With that money, you can buy any number of rugs that don't have sentimental value for me.
Common Muir.
So you also hear the generic voice, which probably will be the generic voice. It's the dark voice of the man. We want to have, if you play, we would like you to be in the game, and that's why we also asked a company to design a special amplifier for us, because we couldn't find a nice one. Again, we look at details, and that's what makes, I think, our machine top of the bill. Let's go bowling. That's another one. You have to spell bowling here.
Let's go bowling. The dude, Maud. Jesus, Walter, Donnie, the dude. Look down.
Alrighty, I hope you like what you see, but you see the different stages of the game. And the last one is multi-ball.
Ball one is locked. Lock two is lit. Ball two is locked. Lock three is lit. Jackpot. Jackpot.
All right. So this is the kind of videos and animations that you see in the machine. The screen that is in today's machine, the ones that are here, the prototypes, the resolution is a little bit less good than the new one. So if you like what you see in there, you will love what will come next. Goed. Next one. Can I buy a Big Lebowski? I get a lot of emails of people, I would like to become your distributor. Others, I would like to buy your machine. We take things step by step. We do things slowly. We want to keep it in hand. And we have good news. Yes, you can buy a Big Lebowski, because we have a preferred distributor in the Big Lebowski pinball for the USA, and it's Cointaker. And we have also a preferred Big Lebowski in Canada, which is Nitro. So thank you very much, Nitro and Cointaker. Please give them a hand. And the machines will be at the booth of Cointaker, and soon also at Nitro's when there's a show in Canada. So we will start with serving the US and Canada, which is kind of logical, because 90%, 90 plus percent of the pre-orders is from the US and from Canada. By the way, it was only possible because we are supported by so many people who kept their faith in us and their trust in us. And thank you so much for that, because that's really important. But will this be the end? No. There will be others. There are more to follow. But as I said, we take things step by step. We first want to do experience with Cointaker and with Nitro. Because we do this for the first time. We never made a pinball machine. Yeah, we made a prototype. We proved that we can make 5 prototypes, which are nice. Now I have the proof we can make a production machine, which is almost good enough to send to a customer. So my next step will be, of course, have the production machine ready to send to the customer. And I'll push on that. That's my job, pushing. So yes, you can. And if you really want one, there will be a silent auction of one of the prototypes. Just go to the booth of Cointaker, make a bid, make an offer, and maybe you can have it. There are trans lights, there are new t-shirts, there is more stuff. So we finally go to the next phase. We did the pre-ordering, we put it to a stop, to just take a pause, make sure we can deliver what we promise. Yes, we are now confident enough to take the next step, and we work via our distributors. This is the booth, very quick picture. 3 Big Lebowski prototypes standing there with the new software, which is also beta version. Beta, right? Yeah. And, of course, on the right, you see there's also Bride of Pinbot 2.0, so you can play that one as well. And we hope you do that a lot, because that's why we're here. Last one. The last one before the Q&A session is OLS, and OLS stands for Online Services. Most of you probably know that we have online services for the Bride of Pinbot. You can check everything. It looks like this. You have the Bride of Pinbot 2.0 live, and if you connect your machine to the internet, touched the button there, sorry. If you connect your machine to the internet and you put it on public, you say, yes, I want to share my game with the community, then others can see you and you can see others. Actually, you can see people live playing because you can see the screen. And for yourself, all the data is stored. It's in the cloud. So your high scores are always there, how many games you played, how many balls you played, how many extra balls you had, etc., etc., etc. For us, it is important to have all the Big Lebowskis connected to the internet, because we get a lot of service information out of that. I come from a business where it was used to do. It's in the paper industry. So folder inserters and franking machines. And we always did it because you can prevent that the machine is down. If I know, for instance, that after 10,000 games, the right flipper breaks, you will drop you a message when you reach 9,500 games. Hey, buddy, probably your flipper will break in 500 games, so pre-order one, so your machine uptime is higher. Nothing is worse than a pinball machine that's not working. So from a service point of view, it's very important. But from a game point of view, we might come up with also some things. And that's something for the future. We will work on that. We'll keep you posted about the online services. Because we do things step by step. First, deliver the machine. And this is a nice extra. That's why we put it on the extra. Okay, so I'm this is about my story. I hope you liked it. And it's now time for the Q&A session. Koen and Jean-Paul, can I ask you, please, on stage? And Martin, you run around with a mic, or you want me to do that? I'm fast as well, right? You got? I run? Oh, Koen would like to say first. He opens.
Hi. I want to elaborate on the videos that Jaap showed. In the gaming industry, they have a thing called a vertical slice, which is basically every level in the game. So the base code, the rules, the audio, the video. For a show, they make a vertical slice, which means you only get part of the game, but you get it polished, so to speak. So you get a polished, slice of the game. And what you saw is basically the start, the intro animation and video for each mode, but the actual modes may not be implemented. So just want to state that before you play the the actual prototypes, right now they contain the basic rules, but they are not super deep or anything like that.
Okay. So don't play any dollar games because it's not yet like that. You want this one?
Okay, questions? At the back.
How many people are on order? You say you want to do things in steps. How many are on order? Right.
How many are ordered? Well, last time we didn't talk about numbers, and still we don't talk about numbers. I'm sorry, because that's not... Nah. It's like asking, and how much the cost price, and how much... Yeah, sorry. We don't talk numbers. That's of course, very demotivating for others to ask a question, but I hope you understand it's confidential. That's all I can say.
Hi. It's about the Bride of Pinball. I know that's done. I'm assuming you're going to hopefully work on other titles. I know Funhouse is one that has been talked about. Just was wondering if, now that Pinball is done, just wondering if there's going to be other titles.
Yes, we'll definitely will come up with other titles, but... We first want to finish this one. So we focus on this. Because if I ask now Koen to start thinking about something else, he'll go crazy.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, yes, Funhouse has been somehow linked to the name Dutch Pinball, but that's never been the case. It's just been, people have... have rumored it because Bride of Pinball and Funhouse were both in that generation just before the dot matrix. And actually, I think Skid B was supposed to be doing the DMD remake, but that's probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
Are you planning a deluxe version for the home version or just the standard version?
For
the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, for the Big Lebowski. We just have this one, this version first, and depending on what the feedback will be also from Cointaker and also from Nitro. For instance, if they come up, well, we get a lot of questions for a deluxe version, even higher, or maybe something lower. We will listen to that, but today we don't have that planned.
I thank you. Is the cabinet going to be decaled or painted?
That's all decal. Yeah. Not hand painted.
Not?
No, it's all digital art, so it's I'm not sure if what you mean by painted, by printed directly on the cabinet. No, it's all decal. Yeah. It's better for replacing if you bumped the cabinet and all that. Yeah.
I know you mentioned close. Can you give a rough guesstimate of what you think for games to be actually rolling out to those that ordered?
I don't dare anymore. Because I said this, that, and we now have rework to do. If everything was right, like the factory told me, then already the first one would have been sent. So we're close. I can't give you a date now, I'm sorry. ASAP.
Question on the Bride of Pinbot. We love it. Is there another software release coming out, or are we in a final release?
I think when it comes to rules, we're pretty final, although there will be some tweaks based on player feedback. But I will just keep updating the Bride of Pinbot as long as I can to keep it up to date with the code base of Big Lebowski, to support it with operator options, coin play, that sort of stuff, tournament play. So a lot of some of that is already planned or coded for the next update, like tournament play and simple coin support. But as long as the code base is active, yeah, we will just keep releasing those updates.
Hey, I saw at Midwest that you had a tilt bob camera, and it had the video display on top. Is that something that you might try to do? That was on Bride of Pinbot 2.0. Is that something you might try to do in the future on other games, just to show like the movement or something like that? I don't know.
And that was which show was that? I don't think we were at that show, but it was just a customer setup.
Yeah, with the Bride of Pinbot 2.0, and then you had a camera pointed at the tilt bob.
Oh, yeah, that's Vincent. He's here, I think.
Okay. Yeah, and then that was pretty sweet how it was set up, so you could actually watch how the tilt bob moved back and forth. And whatever.
Bride of Pinbot runs on Windows because it supports or it has the emulator for the original software. So if you're a handy Windows guy, you can do almost anything. So
handy Windows guy.
The P-Rock system is the one that you use for Bride of Pinbot, and also did you also use it for Big Lebowski? And the question came up in the X-Pin seminar about it compared to Fast, so I wanted to get your opinion of the same thing. How have you liked using the P-Rock system, and do you think you'll progress, keep going with it in the future games?
Well, for we chose this time P-Rock because we had experience with it. So we had experience with P-Rock because we made Bride of Pinbot. The future, nobody can predict the future. I was there when the question was asked. It was asked whether Fast or P-Rock was preferred, and we don't know yet. We don't know. This is a question for the next project. So I don't know yet. Don't know yet.
You guys have done a great job. I just want to go over the apron again. Is there, you know, I know you kind of breeze by that, but it would mean a lot as an achiever to see that early apron in the in the production machine.
As I said, we will listen to that because we got, well, I think I got 20 or 30 emails. Oh, I prefer the old one. So Buddy and me were sitting. Oh boy, what do we do now? Because we first at 30 or 40 said we want to have an apron with the rule sheet. So we come up with a solution. I don't know which one it will be. Probably it will be, maybe that's typically Dutch, to make a combination that nobody likes. So you get stars plus a rule sheet. That's the Dutch politics. They work like that. But I don't want to go into politics. And maybe it will be a mod or but there are enough people that we really think about and talk about. But I don't know the outcome yet. But I appreciate the all the reaction because it's good to hear from you guys. So keep sending the stuff.
You said there'll be internet connection. Is that how your software updates will be delivered? And is there an alternate way?
Yes, it's either USB or internet. So it's the same for Bride of Pinbot. Both internet updates are possible on the USB. So.
And what I thought it goes, if you switch on the machine, it'll ask you, hey, there's a software update. Do you want to install it, yes or no? That's the way it works?
If it's on location, then that won't pop up. So, but in the operator menu, that will pop up, yeah.
Well, I know a little bit about it. That's good. Thank you.
Hi. Since you're no longer using the original music, did you still license the music so you can do your own compositions, your own versions of them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know at what time you were in the room, but you heard This Girl Is On Fire from Alicia Keys. It was sung by a different band. There was Kids in America, and there was another one. And it was actually my band, because we do that. That's how I got the license as well, because I had that contact. We made a CD with the original songs, and we played it. And that's the license that we get.
Okay.
But we won't do it because it's really lame. Where to be in a band is fun, but to put it in a pinball machine, we probably won't do it. I prefer Jules doing his magic, his thing.
And I was just curious, who is doing the voice of the stranger?
That's a voice. How do you say that? It's not a sound like, but a voice actor. A voice actor. That's the word. Yeah, we have people in Holland that friends of ours. They have this agency, and they just say, "What voice do you need? We need an American speak, and we like this voice." Actually, it's the same voice as the first video, that when we introduced the Big Lebowski pinball. That's the same guy. And we asked also for a woman's voice to say jackpot. And because it fits with the music and everything.
How many versions?
How many voices? Probably two. I don't know yet. That's something Jules will do. In the Bride of Pinbot, how many songs or music is there?
I think Bride of Pinbot has about 6 or 7 original compositions with a lot of variations for skill shot and multi-ball and so. But just if I can talk to Jules, he would have liked to be here, but he had to cancel, unfortunately. What you get to hear right now in the prototype is early, and I'm sure he would like to tell you that as well, but he's really skilled, and if he gets the time to, and he will, it will be really great. And if it helps for us to do some kind of rework of the original soundtrack, we will definitely consider that as well.
Does anybody have a question for Jean-Paul? Because he didn't have any questions yet. Oh, you got one. Oh, sorry.
I have a general question about licensing. You guys have mentioned it several times, and this is just sheer curiosity. But you say you're further along on Bride of Pinbot, or we know you are. I'm just curious, you know, whatever's left of Williams to get the rights from that, can you compare your experience licensing Bride of Pinbot to your experience licensing from Universal for
okay.
Big Lebowski? You know, how much of the delays or the, we say red tape, you know, how much of that you've encountered along the way compare and contrast the two experiences? And that's just me as an American curious.
Okay.
Corporate rules. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we also have the license for Bride of Pinbot 2.0. So we contacted Rick and we explained what we would like to do. And he says, okay, I would like to have this and this amount of money, and I would like to see everything before it's shipped. Well, everything that Buddy and Kuhn made was good. So that went very easy. But let's be honest, we didn't change a lot. We only made animations of everything, but the whole cabinet, all the artwork was not changed. So we don't had any issues there getting the license because he loved everything we made. With Universal, we have actors. You have more important stuff that has to go through a license. And I must admit that they help us making it better. Because sometimes, well, of course, we like to hear, yeah, everything's fine. But if they are very critical, you make the machine even better. And they really also look at the details. So actually, we're quite happy. Although it takes time, but the result is that it's better. So yeah, it's you can't compare Bride of Pinbot licensing with Universal licensing, because the one was very easy because Rick said, oh, thumbs up, looks great. And the other one is more critical, which is logical, because, well, you talk about actors and you talk about a real movie license, and it's new. Does that answer your question? Yep. Okay. Okay. Any more, or are we good? Could you wait for the mic, because I can
talk a lot louder.
Wow, that helps.
So knowing that we're still developing the songs, I'll get it. Knowing that we're still working on these, without a timeline, do you think the boxes, the cabinets, the hardware will be done before the programming, or the programming before that? What do you think in those two coming together, its timeline?
I don't understand the question. Do you?
It sounds a little bit like you're reworking all of the software portion of the game due to all these issues, which is okay. You left some cool stuff. We don't know about the cabinets, and I know that takes time. Time-wise, how are they coming together? Do you see software finishing
yeah.
in time?
Okay, we will present the production model at the Dutch Pinball Open. That's the planning now. And that's November 7 and 8. I think Roger Sharp will be there. Greg Ferres will be there. And everybody here is invited too, of course. So it'll come very soon. Because that will be the production model that we have now in Reuver, and we want to show it to the public. But it's for us easier to put it in a car and drive it to Drunen than to put it in an airplane and bring it to... I hope you understand that. All right. Okay, guys. Well, in that case, I would like to thank you very much for your attention. I hope you like it. I wish you a great, 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 great expo. Come meet us. Come talk to us. And thank you so much.